And now, Angels of Mercy, starring Gloria Swanson. Ladies and gentlemen, the voice of the Army. From New York City, the U.S. Army and U.S. Air Force bring you a dramatic salute to America's Angels of Mercy, the Army Nurse Corps, starring Gloria Swanson. This transcribed dramatic feature is another in the series of The Voice of the Army. Toward the Light Brigade, charge for the guns, he said. Into the Valley of Death rode the 600. Balaclava, Crimea, 1854.
The bloodiest battle in world history raged on the Crimean Peninsula. Alfred Lord Tennyson immortalized this battle with his romantic Charge of the Light Brigade. But Balaclava was more than a romantic battle of gallant men.
At the hospital in Balaclava, there are no facilities for handling the wounded. The men have no bandages, just rags. The hospital has been transformed from an old barracks, and under these barracks are sores. All around are the wounded and the sick. Overcrowding and want of ventilation contribute to the foulness of the atmosphere.
These are the words of an actual letter written by a quiet English lady who gave up a life of ease and gracious living to journey to the Crimean Peninsula to nurse the sick and wounded. These are the words of Florence Nightingale, the world's first angel of mercy. Florence was the daughter of Mr. William Shore Nightingale, master of Embley Park in Hampshire, and a respected member of the English landed gentry. She grew up in an atmosphere of ease and comfort, went to finishing school, and traveled extensively. Her parents looked forward to the day she would assume her mother's position as the Lady of Embley Park. However, the shallow, superficial life of the English gentlewoman was not for Florence Nightingale. It might well be said that she was a century before her time.
From bigotry and all such deceits, good Lord, deliver us.
Those words might well have been spoken today, but they were said by Florence Nightingale when she refused to close the doors of her London sanitarium to all but a select few. She hated bigotry and fought it at every turn, realizing that it had no place in the nursing profession. Her early work in the squalid London hospitals won her the respect of the medical profession.
Miss Nightingale, as representatives of the Royal Medical College, we have come to tell you that your work has helped immeasurably to raise the standards of the medical profession in England.
Gentlemen, your coming here is one of the great moments of my life. But my work is just beginning. You, the leaders of British medicine, have recognized my work. But there is so much more work to be done. I'm not working for England alone, for a nurse's work is universal for all mankind. And there is so much more to do throughout the world.
It was in 1854 when the reports from the field hospitals in the Crimea were shocking all of England that her chance came. Florence Nightingale was determined to do something for the men. The situation was desperate.
Miss Nightingale, we now have 38 volunteers who will sail.
Thank you, Mary dear. Have all the details been arranged with the Royal Navy? Are all the supplies ready for loading?
I think so, Miss Nightingale.
You've checked on the bandages, medicines, and soap?
Yes, and the kitchen supplies and food, too. The naval officer scoffed when he saw the ship's manifest.
Scoffed?
Yes, he said it would be better for the men if we stayed at home where we belonged, and the ships were used to send more ammunition.
Ammunition? Doesn't he realize that what we carry to the Crimea is also ammunition? How can they expect victory if the men aren't properly cared for?
He also had quite a bit to say on the subject of women going to war.
Well, from the reports on conditions in the Crimea, women have a job to do in this war.
Her country called, and Florence Nightingale answered that call. In October 1854, she set sail for the Crimea with 38 volunteers, the first women volunteers for a combat zone. What this brave little band found there was indescribable filth and disease. The quotation from Dante's Inferno was an apt description of Crimean military hospitals. Abandon hope, all ye who enter here.
All right, Lieutenant. Just bring those men right over here.
Yes, Miss Nightingale. Miss Nightingale, Major Campbell asked that you send a nurse to him in the operating ward as soon as possible.
Very well. The Major will get a nurse at once. Oh, and just a month ago, Major Campbell tried to get an order issued, stopping us from working at all.
Miss Nightingale, over here, please.
Coming. All right, Lieutenant. I'll have to leave these men with you for now. See that they are bathed and fed.
Yes, ma'am. All right, soldier, let's get you cleaned up.
Blimey, sir. She's a wonder, aren't she?
Yes, a wonder, soldier, and it's a wonder she's been able to stay. But she's worse all from the old man right on down. She's brought a touch of home to us.
Elm? Yes, sir, Elm, of course. But more like a touch of humanity, if you ask me. She nips up out of the dark when you need her most. Know what I calls her? I calls her the lady with the lamp.
Miss Nightingale, Miss Nightingale.
Coming.
I've checked today's list. Oh, it's so long. There's so much to do. Oh, Miss Nightingale, haven't we taken on too much? Oh, the misery. I've never seen so much misery. I don't know if I can go on.
There, my dear. You're doing splendidly. You're all doing splendidly. Look at our results. We've accomplished much more than we ever hoped. And in such a short time.
Oh, you don't understand, Miss Nightingale. You're different than we are.
Different? No, Mary, I'm no different. I'm a woman, just like you. And my determination to wipe out this needless suffering needs reassurance, like anyone else's. Sometimes, I get discouraged. But we must all remember that what we are doing here is bigger than our personal feelings. We must go on. There's so much to be done. And there's only our little group to do it now.
As Florence Nightingale looked to the future, she and her little band of the world's first military nurses were accomplishing miracles. Disappointments and discouragement and fatigue were forgotten. And the events at Balaclava caught the attention of the world. They scrubbed floors, washed windows, cleaned wards, and completely reorganized the hospitals. They rearranged food distribution, organized diet kitchens and operating rooms. And they spent no government money, for none was available. They had won the praise of the authorities, but not the financial assistance. No, it was Florence Nightingale's money, her own personal funds, which paid for the materials and food at Balaclava. For she gave not only of herself, but her wealth as well for this noble work. And at long last, recognition came.
Headquarters, Army of the Crimean Expedition, November 29, 1855. Citation to Miss Florence Nightingale, Field Hospital No. 1, Balaclava. The commanding officer of His Majesty's forces at Balaclava, the Crimea, wishes to extend commendation to Miss Florence Nightingale, serving with His Majesty's Medical Department in the field. The tireless devotion to the sick and wounded of this command by Miss Nightingale and her group of medical assistants has greatly aided the combat efforts of His Majesty's troops in raising morale, health, and inspiration. Signed, Keith R. Ramsdale, Colonel, His Majesty's Cavalry, commanding Balaclava Sector.
Yes, recognition came from the commanding officer. But the men themselves gave Florence Nightingale and her nurses a name that will live forever. Angels of Mercy. With the end of the Crimean War, Florence Nightingale returned home to continue her fight for the establishment of a recognized nursing profession.
And now that we are back home, our work starts in earnest. The Crimean War proved that nurses are essential in combat, and the people must learn that we professional nurses are truly indispensable.
But the people don't understand.
They will, my dear. We must have patience, and we must continue our work. We must show that nursing is just as vital in peace as in war.
Do you really think they ever will, Miss Nightingale? Do you really think that what you've done will ever produce anything but words of praise?
Oh, but you forget, my dear. You forget that a short few years ago, we didn't even get words of praise. We got violent criticism. And I remember then that we felt it almost useless to go on. But someday we will have a real established nursing profession, made up of well-educated, upstanding young women who, by their work, will earn the respect of the entire world.
And her words proved true, for nurses today follow in her footsteps, serving humanity and relieving suffering in the most honorable of professions, nursing.
At the close of 1941, when war engulfed our own country, America's Florence Nightingales, the members of the Army Nurse Corps, were ready to shoulder their responsibilities. The dignity and personal courage displayed by the U.S. Army nurses has made the Army Nurse Corps insignia the emblem of honor and meritorious service.
Tennyson's Charge of the Light Brigade was written to honor a gallant cavalry charge at Balaclava in the Crimean War. But might not the last verse well apply to Florence Nightingale and her little band of volunteer nurses who stood up to a disbelieving world and won?
When can their glory fade? Oh, the wild charge they made. All the world wondered. Honor the charge they made. Honor the Light Brigade.
Miss Swanson, the U.S. Army and the U.S. Air Force want to thank you for your appearance.
Thank you, and honestly, Sidney Paul, it isn't necessary to thank me. Believe me, it was a privilege to play such a wonderful woman as Florence Nightingale, and voice of the Army. You know, the name that the wounded man at Balaclava gave to Florence Nightingale and a little band of helpers has always thrilled me. I can't think of a more rewarding and appropriate title than Angels of Mercy.
Not only you, Miss Swanson, but many young women throughout the country, thousands of graduate nurses and student nurses throughout the United States feel, I am sure, that same way.
Perhaps they do, Mr. Paul, although I don't believe nurses quite think of themselves as angels. I remember the words of one Army nurse, Frances Langer, I think it was, in answering a soldier's letter praising her work. She said this: "Sure, we rough it, but in comparison to the way you men are taking it, we can't complain, and we don't feel bouquets are due us. But you, the men behind the guns, the men driving our tanks, flying our planes, sailing our ships, building our bridges, and the men who paved the way, and the men who are left behind, it is you we salute. Yes, we salute every GI wearing the medic in uniform. You have our greatest admiration and respect." Well, that, Mr. Paul, I think, is the secret behind the satisfaction of being a nurse, an Army nurse. It is the satisfaction of having an opportunity to serve the men and women of our armed forces, whom they so greatly respect. American men, and now women, the defenders of our right to live as free people.
Yes, Miss Swanson, you are so right. We all fervently hope this nation will never be forced to engage in another war. But national preparedness is our best insurance that it won't happen again. The Army is now accepting applications for graduate registered nurses to fill its Army Nurse Reserve Corps. If you are a graduate registered nurse under the age of 45, whether you have had previous military service or not, you are eligible to apply. Write to the Adjutant General, Washington 25, D.C. If you are not a graduate nurse, apply to your local hospital for information about a school of nursing. This program was brought to you by your U.S. Army and your U.S. Air Force, and starred Gloria Swanson in the role of the first military nurse, Florence Nightingale. Also included in the cast were Gregory Morton and Helen Christen. Angels of Mercy was written by Charles Christenberry and directed by Major Hugh K. Murray. This is Sidney Paul speaking.
This transcribed feature has been another in the series of
The Voice of the Army.